This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Hurricane Dorian struck Ocracoke Island nearly 10 weeks ago, but the recovery continues. The island is still under an evacuation order blocking tourism. Yesterday, the Hyde County Board of Commissioners agreed to reopen the island on November 22nd, the day transportation officials expect to reopen the island's main road. Many businesses pushed to welcome Thanksgiving visitors and recoup some of the lost profits after the hurricane. But others disagreed and worried that the influx of tourists would delay recovery for permanent residents. Here to tell us about some of the tension and where things are today is Ocracoke Observer editor Connie Linebaugh. Connie, welcome to the State of Things.
Well, hi, Frank. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. I know the decision was made yesterday to open the island before Thanksgiving. Talk about some of the discussions on the island about when to reopen the island.
Well, I've been talking to a lot of folks, but there's mixed feelings. There are those businesses that say we can't sit around and play our violin forever. That's what one business owner told me. It's time to show how strong we are. We can spring back. Nothing is perfect. You can't make everyone happy. But staying closed is just going to prolong all parts of the recovery process, including the mental part. And I think the businesses that are pushing for this feel that way. And, you know, some of them can open and they need to make money. And that's, we understand that definitely, you know. But also, on the other hand, we do have we're like going out with our robe on, as one person said to me, because we have a lot of stuff that we're still dealing with here, cleaning up, repair. So it's just not going to be the same. Ocracoke, I just went by Edwards of Ocracoke, and I know it's a specific place, but, you know, places are getting demolished.
Let's talk more about that. What do things look like? Talk about Edwards and what that is and what you saw and some of the other, where are we on the recovery?
Well, we have just begun. I mean, we had to clean out and get all these contractors here. UMCOR, that's the United Methodist Committee on Relief, Baptist on Mission, Samaritan's Purse, all kinds of interfaith groups came and helped muck out the place and take carpeting out and flooring out and drying it out, mitigating it, as well as numerous mitigation professionals. And so now the rebuilding process is going on. Some houses we need an army of construction workers here on the island right now, and it's, of course, as you can imagine, difficult to get things here with the access only by ferries. And some houses are going up. Many, Tom Paul can talk more about that. He's our county commissioner, about how many permits, how many houses are scheduled to be demolished. Many are unlivable, and the people that were living in them are either bunking in with friends and family or in rental houses. And so when the island reopens, don't know how many of those rental houses will be open. But the place, you know, has been for couple of weeks as the debris gets removed. There's been a drywall, boards, all kinds of stuff, furniture along the sides of the roads. And it's very heartbreaking as people's memories and lives is out there on the roads and trying to rebuild while if you don't have a house, it's tough. But so.
Well, talk more about this debate over when to reopen, because, you know, the island does get a little bump, a kind of a postseason bump on the Thanksgiving holiday, I understand. Maybe you can even tell us a little bit more about that so you can understand businesses saying, come on, let's get these roads open.
Right.
What about this business of sort of, but we've only, you know, we're walking around with our robes on? How much of the people who are pushing against that were saying, well, look, we our houses are wide open. I don't want visitors on the island. And how much of that was about, if we bring these people on now, it's going to impede the recovery efforts that are already underway? I mean, I wonder what the argument was or what the concerns are.
That's all being discussed. Tom Paul can probably talk more about that because he's our county commissioner. Hyde County is our only government here, but we do have a control group of a number of officials, business owners that get on and talk. They have they have meetings and talk about all of this. But yeah, I mean, all that's talked about is like, okay, if you open it up for visitors, I mean, are they going to take the spots that would normally go for construction materials coming over? It's a logistics challenge. I know Twig Rollins, he's in coordinating UMCOR here. They are going to bring, or they've already brought some storage containers to put building materials. They got building materials that they're going to bring over and like have a store. You know, it's a logistics challenge here. There are still some people that without electricity because the water was so high, it got into electric meters and they had to be pulled. You know, this is we don't have a playbook for this one. This is a big one. You know, we've seen things. We've seen the devastation of Katrina and Houston and with Harvey, and now we're it. Although we're small. We're small, but we're just as devastated as any of those places.
Well, I want to talk... Yeah, I want to talk more about that, Connie. I'm talking to Connie Linebach, who is editor of the Ocracoke Observer, and I want to bring someone else into the conversation now, Ocracoke Commissioner Tom Paul, who you referenced earlier. Tom Paul, welcome to the State of Things.
Good afternoon, Frank.
What kind of feedback are you getting, and talk about this decision now that was made yesterday to reopen by the 22nd, so in time for Thanksgiving?
Sure. You know, as to feedback on that decision, it's really no different than the input that we've been receiving for, you know, really for over a month on the question of, you know, when's the right time to open. Everybody knows we need to open. We want to get back to normal. But the debate is when to open. And the commissioners were, you know, receiving input on that question not much long after the, you know, the first 3 or 4 weeks after the hurricane, we started to get businesses and other people who felt like it was time to start considering the question to reopen. And so we've been addressing it for quite some time in terms of what's the right timing, what's the impact on various populations, the business population, the displaced population.
Well, let's talk more about that. I'm really interested in how that conversation goes on in a small place, an isolated place in the sense of it being an island like Ocracoke Island. Because we think about the way debates are going on today on the national level and the kind of volume and the siloed conversations people are having. You can't do that on Ocracoke. And I wonder, I'll start with you, Tom Paul, but then I'll ask you, Connie, how do people talk about this thing? Because everybody's living cheek by jowl in the conversation. I would think there's a very different kind of conversation, even when you disagree, on a place like Ocracoke. Tom?
It's really a fantastic conversation and a fantastic community that we live in the sense that we do have that ability to discuss issues in a civil manner. I mean, every once in a while, somebody kind of flies off the handle, and there's no doubt that this is a really stressful situation for a lot of people. But considering the stress that we're under, I think the community has performed fabulously as far as being able to hold a civil discussion. Now, we've had three open public meetings where the public has come and addressed concerns, and not just the timing of reopening, although that's been a big one, but other issues that we're all dealing with. We have opportunity for public input at the commissioners' meetings, which we've had now two of them since the hurricane.
Well, let me ask Connie. I'd like to ask Connie that question, too, because it seems to me you do have these formal events and opportunities for people to talk, and people have been showing up. Connie, then there's the grocery store, right? I mean, are these conversations happening everywhere?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. And they're happening, fortunately or unfortunately, on social media as well. Mm. And that's, you know, it's kind of like whisper down the alley, the old game. Yeah, they're having, everybody's talking about it all the time, and you know, there's differing of opinions. You know, are we going to get an influx of gawkers the first time when we open up? And I don't, you know, it's like I said, we don't have a playbook on this. It's a new thing. It's going to be a new looking Ocracoke. Ocracoke is going to look a lot different to some people. But yeah, people are talking about it a lot, and those businesses that can open want to open.
Are there any hotels open now, or will there be hotels open by the 22nd?
There are some hotels that have been open, and they've been housing the construction workers and volunteers. So I don't know how many rooms are going to be available for visitors. Do you know, Tom?
There will be plenty of rooms available for visitors.
Yeah, let's talk about permanent housing too, because I know affordable housing is an ongoing issue on the island. The hurricane only made things worse. What are things looking like now, Tom Paul?
So yeah, let me address that. We're very lucky on Ocracoke Island that we have got a storehouse of rental properties. So there are many houses on the island that off-island owners have purchased for investment purposes. And most of those, by this time of year, would be vacant anyway because the season is winding down. So when the hurricane hit on September 6th, we were very lucky to have a place for people to go. Now, of a population of around 1,000 people, there are something in the range of 400 people have been displaced by the hurricane. That means that their house was flooded such that it's not inhabitable. They're either a house that they own or a house that they lived in as a renter. So 40% of our population is displaced, and no one is living in their car. Everybody has a roof over their head. And it's in good part because of the available housing would normally be vacant rental stock or would be going vacant by this time of year.
Well, thank you both for giving us that update, and we will keep checking in with you, but thank you for your time. Tom Paul, Ocracoke Commissioner. Connie Linebach is editor of the Ocracoke Observer. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Coming up, a UNC professor wrote the book on hip-hop diplomacy. We'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.